In the arms of the Greg Show. Fly away from Greg. In this dark, cold Greg Show. And the Gregliness that you fear. You were pulled from the Greg Show. And the silent Greg Show.
From a desk. In the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
And there goes Steve Waite. Yeah. And we're back. It's our first time to do this in a little bit because we've had some extenuating circumstances that have popped up. And
you can see us trying to get the dust off and the joy back.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it is a extremely sad time for all of us around here. But at the same time, there is reason to celebrate. Yeah. And it's the fact we're talking about the passing of Kid Craddock, obviously. Yeah. And if it weren't for him, he wouldn't have picked you and I to be sitting here and giving us the opportunity to sit here and do this dumb podcast every day. So.
Yeah, it was him. Because of him, we even started it. I mean, he wanted us to do a little behind kids' back thing, which we did for a while and really didn't pick up steam. He did give us one shout-out, and that was the most listened-to podcast we've had on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to keep going.
Yeah,
keep
I mean,
charging on.
It's what we do. You know, one of the things I've learned over the course of the last couple of days is to heal yourself. You have to find a sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
And you can't sit in a room and you can't not interact with people and you can't not go about your everyday life, because if you do, you're going to drive yourself nuts and you're going to fall into a deep depression.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we've been doing is, you know, I got back here on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I came straight up here and I got to work. And, you know, the downtime that I have is not much because I've got the two little kids at home. I got my wife.
Yeah.
You know, but we all go through our own grieving processes. And you know, I think for me, being around people that make me smile and make me laugh, that's the way that I need to do it. Like, I can't go sit in a room and cry and do that whole bit. It's not going to work for me. So, so it's been good. It's been good
to get
up here and you know, get this thing going again and talk about the man that made it happen. So start with you. I'll tell my story of Friday night, this past Friday night, and Saturday morning. I'll do that in a bit, but we'll talk about you first.
Well, I haven't worked for Kid for very long. I'm pretty much the new hire of this station or cluster.
Right.
I got hired about a year ago. I didn't really listen to Kid Craddock because he was not in any of the markets I lived in, but I always knew of him, and I met him like 4 years ago at a morning show boot camp, and he showed up to, oddly enough, New Orleans, and we're talking on a rooftop. It was me, it was Hyla, my friend Jake, and Don Anthony, who runs the thing, and my friend Jake's like, "We're gonna hang out with Kid Craddock," and I went,
"You got all tingly inside."
I've never met this man. So we're all just hanging out, we're joking, and just, you know, having a big conversation, and he's telling us about stuff, we're telling him about what we're doing in New York, and he then wanted to kidnap me.
Oh, boy.
So he would take planes and fly places. He's like, "If I said we could go to Chicago for Lollapalooza, would you want to come with?" And it was Sunday in New Orleans, and I'm like, "We have a show on Monday with Nick." I'm like, "I'm still gonna go."
Well, yeah.
I'd just be like, "Sorry, guys, I'll be home eventually."
Right. Whenever this guy decides to bring me back, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that was the first time I met him, and then when I got the interview here, Chickering kept. I had a really long time of emailing back and forth with Chickering, just being like, "Is there a job anywhere?" Because I was unemployed. Finally, he brings me here, and I interviewed with him, I interviewed with Robert, I interviewed with George, and then finally he's like, "All right, now it's time for your one-on-one with Kid."
Which, when you hear those words, it can make your heart fall out of your body.
Yeah.
You know, your stomach sinks, you get sweaty, you're like, oh my God.
Because I feel like I did really good on my interviews with everybody else, because they asked me what I did, and we were all just really cool, everybody was really cool, and I'm like, all right, now I got to go talk to Kit again. Should I bring up the fact that I even met him?
Yeah.
And he goes, when I get into his office, he goes, he kind of looked at me, and then he went, New Orleans.
You're like, absolutely.
Absolutely. He's like, it was me and you, Highland. I said a bunch of really good jokes, didn't I? And I'm like, yeah, you did. And so then the interview started, and he just kind of went, well, what are you doing here? And I went, came here to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't want to hear that. I'm like, well, he's like, I want you to do something better than that. I'm like, well, I came here to take you down. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to take you down from the inside. So he thought that was funny. And then he kind of asked me, like, a couple more questions. He's like, what have you produced, blah, blah, blah. And it was only, like, two other questions. And then he said, well, he's like, well, what can you do for my show? And I said, I want to help make your show better.
Right.
And he just went, that's it. We're good.
Cool.
And then he then proceeded to just watch YouTube videos with me for 20 minutes. So during one of the videos, he's typing to me, and he looks up and he goes, girlfriend? And I went, no. And he's typing, and then he goes, boyfriend? And I go, is that a question or a statement? Are we doing something now?
Yeah,
and
you going to put on a wig, or what's going on?
He thought that was pretty good, too. So
yeah. Anyway, Friday night, or, you know, Friday afternoon, we were leaving to go down to New Orleans, obviously, for a B97 affiliate station event. And we got there Friday night. We got everybody checked into the hotels. We had a big limo from Nicole's Limousine. It was a bus. Our driver, Terrence, was great. And the funny thing is, where our hotels were and where the client party was, you could literally throw a baseball and hit it.
It was really close.
It was, you go 30 feet to the street, you take a left, and you're there. So we get on the limo, we go down to the client party, or we turn the corner, and Kid's like, what? Like, we're already here? Like, yeah. He's like, why do we have this limo? What's the point of this limo if we're already here? I'm like, well, you know, we have it, so we might as well use it. We've got Terrence, who's a cool dude. He's a cool driver, so, you know, he's going to take care of us. So we go in the client party, and everything's good, and Kid's mingling and having a great time. And then afterwards, we all kind of dispersed and went our own way. And then, I don't even know what time it was, but we all load back up. Kid shows up. We go down to Bourbon Street. We're walking around down there. Go to the Acme Oyster House, having some food.
Things Acme are Oyster great. House is great.
Walk outside. There's a guy, a couple dudes who pop their trunk open, and they've got all these movies, every movie you could possibly imagine, burned a DVD, movies that haven't even been released yet.
Oh, yeah.
They have all this stuff. And so Kid was really excited because one of these guys, he was a businessman, straight up businessman. And he was like, we need to get this guy a job. So Kid was willing to take this dude off the street, who was obviously illegally panhandling movies. But Kid thought, like, Kid saw something in that guy, and he wanted to take him off the street and give him a real job. So he exchanged phone numbers with the guy. Was like, I'm going to, you know, me and you, man, we're going to meet up, and I'm going to take care of you later. And Kid bought a couple of illegal movies right there on the streets of New Orleans. And, you know, and then we go bouncing around, and the level of celebrity that that guy had was amazing, because, you know, we know what he did and we know who he reaches, but when you're out in the street with him and you can't go more than 10, 15 feet down Bourbon Street
without somebody going, Kid Craddock.
Yeah. Kid Craddock, Kid Craddock. And people would just swarm over to us. Like, they would realize that there was a celebrity walking amongst the streets with them. And, you know, you'd get a group of three or four people there, which would then turn into 10 to 15. And then, you know, he would take pictures with everybody. He'd sign autographs for anybody that had a pen. And he was doing these bits as we were walking down the street too, mm-hmm. Every picture that he took, he was doing Mr. No Fun Guy or what, something
that was the
like
name
that.
Of the bit.
Yeah, he had some crazy name for it, but he would stand there with just this face, and his arms would dangle down at the side, and he may look like his eyes would dart off away from where the camera was, you know, and he would just be real deadpan, and everybody's like cheers and beers, yeah, and like high
having
five
a great time.
Yeah, and he's just Mr. No Fun Guy, you know, and as soon as the picture would be taken, he would high five, and you know, so he was having the best time down there.
That's good.
And yeah, and it was so much fun, and our cab ride back, he was trying to improv rap, and he was trying to rap Eminem songs, and he was getting the lyrics wrong, and it was like,
of course,
it's like, oh dude. So then on Saturday morning, probably about 11:30, he comes rolling into our lobby because we had to go down to the Chuck and Mindy Hartzog golf tournament for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting over at this computer, this little kiosk over there, getting everybody's flights checked in and all this kind of stuff, and
yeah,
he comes walking in, and he walks over and he gives me a hug, and he's like, Grego, you're the hardest working man in New Orleans right now. And he was singing some crazy song to me, and he gave me a hug, and he's like, good to see you, buddy. I'm like, yeah, you too, man. So goes and meets up with everybody, and we jump on the bus, and we head down to the golf tournament, and he was the, you know, the first one off the bus, walked out, high-fived all the kids, took pictures, hugging everybody, having a great time.
What time was this?
This was about 12 o'clock, I guess.
Okay.
This is noon.
Okay.
Because we were going to be there from noon to 1.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there right around noon. So he goes down, and he's seeing everybody, and he's having a good time. And, you know, he's talking to the camera crews, and he's taking pictures with everybody.
Just being regular crad.
Yeah, being crad man. And the golf pro comes over, and, you know, he's like, hey, you know, you want to use my clubs to go hit? And kid's like, absolutely. So he and George jump on the golf cart, and they take off. They go to the driving range, and I stay back with everybody and, you know, kind of do that whole bit to just keep everybody wrangled up.
Yeah.
So he goes over to the driving range, and he's hitting golf balls. And, you know, I go over. I'm like, hey, you know, about 10, 15 minutes, we need you guys over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can leave it at that, you know, the guy was in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
a city that he loved.
Mm-hmm.
He got to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
He got to walk Bourbon Street like mm-hmm. a celebrity. He got to go to a kids event,
which
smile,
is, yeah,
and see those
and
kids.
And golf.
And he got to go to the driving range and play, you know, hit some balls. So, you know, he went out a really happy dude.
What more could you ask for if those are the things that you like?
I mean, it's everything that he loved.
Yeah.
Kids, golf, and gambling.
And being a celebrity.
So it was the... it was a shocker of a day, man.
Yeah.
But you know, and it's gonna live in my brain for the rest of my life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was a terrible experience afterwards, and you know, it's nothing that I would ever want anybody to ever have to go through. But you know, he was a good dude. He did a lot of good for a lot of people, and you know, he's gonna be missed for sure.
We'll definitely miss him.
Yeah,
and maybe tomorrow we'll try to bring the funny for him.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if we can.
You're not very funny.
I am the most non-funny person in this building.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to agree with that.
You know the Mr. Serious guy?
Yeah.
That's me all the time.
Yeah, it is.
And second thing.
Yeah.
You telling me that I'm the most non-funny person in here when you make the worst jokes of all time.
I don't even know what you're talking about on that. All right, well, we've gone way over our time limit. So we'll be back tomorrow. Well, no, actually, we won't be back tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday.
Yeah.
This will be happening on Monday. So it's a Greg and Greg Show, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow, and boo out.
Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.